It's time for The Bright Side, a coaching radio show for changemakers, the organizations and positive leaders creating positive change in the world while simultaneously caring for their people. The Bright Side is sponsored by PLINK Leadership. PLINK Leadership believes in a world where positive leadership is the norm and individuals and the organizations they power are a force for positive change. And now as your host, Alexis Robin, co-founder of PLINK Leadership, I'm here to bring you your 10 minutes of insight, theory, and actionable tips to support you on your journey to becoming the best version of yourself. Welcome back to the third and final segment for Creating Space for Courage to Grow. This is Alexis Robin on the Bright Side podcast, and we are talking about today the final three practices of Creating Space for Courage to Grow: outsmarting your confirmation bias, letting go of what people think, and finally, building diverse arenas. And these practices are meant to help you grow courage in yourself, as well as help you grow courage in other people. The first one we'll talk about is outsmarting your confirmation bias. And being willing to challenge your beliefs and potentially uncover that your thinking is flawed takes a great amount of courage, as does creating space to really hear someone else who disagrees with you on a subject that's important to you. So we see this all the time in politics. We see it in things that are really important to us. We really, we believe what we believe, and it's very hard to create space to listen to others. And so what happens with the brain is when we decide on something, we like to be right. So if we have a belief or we make a decision about somebody and their behavior, their reputation, we like to be right. And so we subconsciously cherry pick data that supports our pre-existing beliefs or viewpoints. And then our brain actively denies or discounts information contrary to our beliefs. So because this is happening in our subconscious brain, that we have to actively practice outsmarting our bias. And we can do that by asking ourselves, what do I believe about this and how could I be wrong? So if you want to practice this, start with that question. What do I believe about this? How could I be wrong? And then actively, another practice is to actively seek out information that is in opposition to what you believe to be true. So if you believe that somebody is a great leader, maybe you look for information where they may not be delivering at the highest level. On the contrary, if you believe somebody is not a great leader, maybe you challenge yourself to look for places where they actually were showing positive leadership. And then also it helps to take a different viewpoint. So you can do this by talking to people and listening when they have a different point of view from yours. And this is probably one of the hardest practices because you really have to, you know, keep yourself from trying to defend your own position and truly open up and listen, being more curious than you are critical. So confirmation bias, the tendency to interpret new evidence as confirmation of one's existing beliefs or theories, is something that is a dangerous game when trying to create space for courage to grow. And in order to be really courageous, we have to be willing to question our own beliefs and to dispute our own thinking and reconsider our own stories. The sixth practice out of seven in the seven practices to create space for courage to grow is to let go of what people think. And gosh, this is a tough one. As human beings, we're really hardwired for connection, and we have a need to respect, you know, we have a need for respect, love, and belonging. And when we focus too narrowly on gaining others' approvals or avoiding their judgment, we diminish our own authenticity. And it becomes really easy in this space to dim our light or pretend to be something that we're not in an effort to please others. And the truth is that your value and worthiness are not up for grabs, and that your worth isn't based on what other people think of you. And so this daily practice of letting go of who we think we should be and instead embracing and learning to love who we are in all of our perfect imperfectness is something that we all need to practice if we want to be courageous. And that's not necessarily easy. And so one of the ways that we suggested that people work on this was to create a courage mantra. And again, this comes from The Daring Way, some work that we've done with Brené Brown in the past. We're certified Daring Way facilitators. And it's about coming up with a mantra that supports you when you're feeling afraid, when you're feeling less than genuine, less than authentic, when you start to notice you're shrinking or you're puffing up. And by puffing up, I mean like getting really big and in people's face and like, look at me and I'll prove that I'm right. Shrinking meaning you're playing small, you're staying quiet when you really want to speak up. And so thinking about a courage mantra when you start to feel yourself shrink or puffing up. So some examples of mantras that we have heard before, Brené Brown's was classically, don't puff up, don't shrink, stand your sacred ground. And that's what she says to herself when she's feeling nervous or when she's feeling less than courageous. I'm a warrior, not a worrier is another one. My personal courage mantra is shine bright, share your light, no matter what. And that came from a time where I was at a retreat with a thought leader, and I was a master coach and had a lot to offer, but stayed really quiet in the sessions because I felt like people had paid to see the thought leader and didn't want to get in the way of that. And then later was reprimanded, it's not the right word, but was given feedback that I should have spoken up and I should have weighed in because it could have been, you know, really great information for the people at the retreat. And I realized I had just really shrunk and I had dimmed my own light in order to make space for someone else. And while there was some goodness in that because I was trying to come from a place of humility, I just went a little too far. And so that's where my mantra, shine bright, share your light, comes in. I am enough, and learning every day is another one of our Peelink coaches. And I have a unique contribution to make is another one. And so just think about, like, what is your courage mantra and what is something that you could say to yourself when you start to feel yourself becoming afraid? And then you could just repeat your mantra silently in your mind, and then stand tall with self-compassion and bravely move towards your vision. So letting go of what people think, easier said than done, but such a powerful practice. Now, the last of the seven practices is to build diverse arenas. And what we're talking about here, Brené talks about arenas as anywhere that we're walking into that risks that where we experience risk of emotional exposure or uncertainty, vulnerability. So when you think about it, we all build arenas. So sometimes we walk into other people's arenas, their offices, their homes, a meeting, maybe your new school that you're going to. And we want to think about, like, if we're the one building the arena, if we're throwing a party, if we're hosting a meeting, if we're hiring somebody to come work at our organization, we want to think about how we can make that place safe for people to show up and be seen and live brave. And thinking about how we intentionally or unintentionally create that space for others. So we often seek to feel comfortable and safe because it makes it easier to move through the world. And sometimes we even seek to feel powerful. And so we create arenas ensuring that we'll feel powerful. However, when we're doing this, we can unintentionally create a space that feels scary or vulnerable or uncertain for other people. So what I would invite you to do is just consider how to create a welcoming arena. And that can be a conversation you're having, as small as just a one-on-one conversation and as big as like hosting a big old party or meeting for your organization or your team. So you can do this by practicing considering what unspoken rules or visual cues are at play in the arenas you've created, considering stereotypes that you may be subconsciously reinforcing, and getting diverse perspectives from other people. And so thinking about it. Another practice you can do to dig deep into this is to, next time you're somewhere, look around the room and find somebody who looks visibly different from you. And imagine if you were in a room of all people that looked like them and you were the only one of you, what would that feel like? What would you want them to be doing to make the space feel safe for you? And so so just a good practice to consider what we're doing to make an arena welcoming or not. So the seven practices, again, super excited to share with you over the last three podcasts, are: one, making generous assumptions. Two is to empathize, don't sympathize. Three, share your own light and make it easier for others to do the same. Four, demystify before it's needed. Help fix that person's crown without letting the world know that it's crooked. Number five, outsmart your confirmation bias. Take yourself on, ask questions, challenge your thinking, listen to other people. Number six, letting go of what people think and just living into your authentic version, most authentic version of yourself. And then finally, building diverse arenas and considering what it would take to make an arena feel welcoming no matter who walked in. So this has been Alexis Robin on The Bright Side. It's a pleasure to be with you guys and have you on the show. And we will look forward to coming back with some new inspired content. I've been in Europe for a few weeks, and so looking forward to coming back and sharing some of the adventures and learnings from that trip with you. Have a great week, and we'll see you next week, same time, same place.